Psychotherapy with the Dying. I had a friend whose last words before she died at the age of 36 were, "Bummer of an experience, man." She totally accepted her death. She was being funny till the last second. She knew she was dying. Another friend was moments from dying, screaming in fear, "Please don't let me die. I don't want to die. I'm scared." A few moments later, she rattled her last breath. Her face was left in a terrorized, ghostly, fixed stare. What would have happened for her if she had had psychotherapy during her last many months during her cancer? Psychotherapy with the dying is not a new phenomenon. Hospice care trains their people in how to deal and help their clients to deal with their emotions during their last months. Psychotherapy takes it a step further. The purpose of psychotherapy with the dying is not to uncover issues, rather it's to resolve, to tie up loose ends. People who are dying are usually emotionally distressed. One way we work with the dying is to teach relaxation skills and use guided imagery. This promotes a sense of involvement in controlling of the emotional distress being experienced. Patients dying have expressed to me a loss of control over their life, and that they have become more and more and more dependent on others. To help them gain a sense of mastery over even small decisions and acts will reduce stress. Also very important in dealing with the dying is that all aspects of the patients are influenced by family dynamics. Therefore, family members are included in psychotherapeutic care. Sometimes the dying patient is at peace with dying, while the family is not. Often, therapy with the patient is dealing with the meaning of life. Therapy may become spiritual in nature. Issues related to existentialism can come up. Struggles with guilt, values of the patient's life, the meaning of the illness, and other related topics are very important to talk about. The psychotherapist must feel very comfortable discussing these issues. The therapist's job is to help the patient become clear about the patient's beliefs. The therapist's job is to help the patient in assessing life review. It's like a film rerun of the patient's life. Closure in relationships, for example. End of life can be a great opportunity for emotional and spiritual growth, not only for the patient, but it is also for the therapist. I always tell my patients, in all good therapy, both of us grow. Too often, there is too much attention given to the medical concerns of the dying and not enough appreciation to the psychological, social, and transcendent concerns of the individual who's dying. This devalues the more important issues of the patient. Doctors and other healthcare professionals usually are not sufficiently trained to discuss these issues, so they avoid them. Psychotherapy with the dying requires one to be able and willing to enter the dying patient's family world, help with closure, help facilitate effective grieving that is appropriate for each family and each patient. I know that if I have an incurable illness, I would want the most graceful death. I would want someone there who is not afraid to talk about all these issues to help me feel closure. If it takes having a psychotherapist with me, I'm all for it. From KVMR, I'm Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT.